1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Hospitals are preventing lawsuits by banning video cameras in delivery rooms. Maybe we all know somebody who's, you know, had a baby, and the husband went into the delivery room to videotape the blessed event. I know I do. And I will also say this, and I say this with all due respect, it's not a tape I want to see, you know, anytime soon. And I'm sure it's not one that they want to show me. It's something that they did for themselves, but they, you know, made it clear to me, hey, Phil, you know, when so-and-so had a baby, and I went in there with a camera. Well, a lot of hospitals are preventing lawsuits by banning those video cameras because they're afraid that things are going to be on tape that are not understood by, you know, lay people. Now, we have a guy here who has a place called Scientific Research Center or Scientific Test Centers. He's with Crisco, which is a entrepreneurial company, and he's on the line with us from Redondo Beach. His name is Chris Norton. Chris, how are you? Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
I'm real good, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you guys videotape births and you videotape gynecological exams, is that right?
That's exactly right, Phil, to try and put aside these fears of lawsuits a lot of these hospitals have.
So in other words, by you guys videotaping the births and by you guys videotaping the gynecological exams, you're going to assure the hospitals that they won't get sued?
No, I'm not assuring them that they won't get sued, but we're doing it in a more professional way, and we're doing it in a way of, this is more for the woman not to feel intimidated by the doctor and more for the woman not to feel like she's being taken advantage of by the hospital.
So you're not there for the hospital, you're there for the family.
Yes, sir. We're there for the, when you say family, but
the husband and wife.
Right, yeah, the husband's too is also there too, yeah. But we're there for the woman.
Tell me about how this all came about.
Well, my business manager, Lance Germain, and I were talking about women and the need, you know, the need of health services that they were getting. And we were wondering how we could create a comfortable environment for women in their examinations, breasts or gynecological or childbirth. And we're currently fighting this ban on videotaping births in effect in hospitals around the country because with the video, births is a happy moment, but also can protect the mother from malpractice.
Okay. So you are fighting this ban on videotaping births.
Yes, we are. But we also want to expand so that in the very beginning procedures, we can protect the mother. That includes videotaping the gynecological exams and, you know, a series of them. You don't know what the doctor's going to do, and also if there is any physical abnormality, we can pick it up on a videotape.
Are you a doctor?
No, sir, I'm not.
Is your friend there, your business manager, Lance Germain, is he a doctor?
He is not technically a doctor, but he had worked. He's done male nurse work. I'm an artist, Mr. Henry.
Now, what do you mean by an artist, and why should we have an artist? Why would anybody want to hire an artist, a man hire an artist, for instance, to go in and videotape his wife's exams and the birth of his child?
Because I do have artistic eye, because I can put the women at ease. I can videotape the entire medical procedure that she goes through during her pregnancy and do it with a zoom lens, also microscopic lens. We can pick up what a doctor misses.
You got a zoom and a microscopic lens.
Yes, sir. So we get right up there, and you can see everything. And doctors don't want us in there because they know we'll pick up stuff, and they're always trying to push the camera out of the way. And we have.
Okay, I just want to interrupt you.
Yes, sir.
Are you in it? You're in there when a woman is getting her gynecological. Is that how you pronounce it, by the way? Gynecological.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're in there while she's getting that exam.
Yes, I am.
And you're telling me that the camera is so close that the doctor's pushing it away?
Well, I have a currently.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, Mr. Henry, currently I have a claim against the doctor, Billman, who our lens got caught in the speculum. And
what is that?
That's the.
Okay, I'm finding out now. What is it, Melissa? It's the thing that opens a woman up. What do you mean your lens got caught in it?
Because it was a faulty speculum and it snapped closed and caught the lens and broke a lens. So
wait.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you've got a camera in the examination room and it's so close that the speculum snapped and caught the lens.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that hygienic?
Mr. Henry, what we're doing this is for the women, okay? And he closed it shut before I had the lens out of the way.
And it, no, I know what the doctor did, but...
We're doing this for the women. The women can pick up a copy of the tape. This is a view of a woman's body and how it changes. A video diary, if you will, of how a woman's body changes during 9 months of pregnancy. And we're trying to help the women with that. And
okay, yeah, but you got that camera so far, so close, that when the speculum broke, you say, it broke your lens?
Yeah, it smashed our lens to pieces. This guy had that thing torqued out. I mean, I looked at it and said, man, what kind of torque you use on that? And he was very rude. He said, I don't know why you're in here.
Did you have the permission of the woman?
Yes, sir, I did. I had her permission. And so he let us in. He was very rude. He didn't understand. That's how the woman wanted us to be in there. And I tried to get the camera up in there so we could get a good shot of it, of her her private area. And he was all in the ZAM. He was very rude.
And if I'm a doctor, I got to be honest with you, Chris. If I'm a doctor,
Lance Germain's here too, by the way. Want to explain?
No, I don't want to talk to Lance Germain, your business manager. I want to talk to you. If I'm a doctor trying to give an exam, and I got a guy over my shoulder with a camera.
We had the right...
And you got lights, too?
Yeah, we had some Klieg lights.
You got Klieg lights, you got a camera, you got makeup. What else?
We have some makeup, yeah, for the woman.
You're kidding. I was just joking.
No, yes, sir, we do.
So a woman's in there getting a gyno exam. You got a camera, lights, makeup, and the speculum broke, snapped back, and broke the lens on your camera.
Yes, sir. And what I am asking from that doctor is the cost of lens... And the freedom to go back into there and to redo that film, because
wait, her exam's over.
But I'd like her to take it again so we can get some good, you know, shots of it. And right now,
all right, Chris, I want to give the number here 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton here. He is with a company called Scientific Test Centers. They videotape a woman throughout her entire 9 months of pregnancy, starting with her early exams by her obstetrician.
I know how to say that if you want me to.
Yeah, that's fine. I got it out, man.
And by the way, Scientific Test Centers is a subsidiary of Crisco, which stands for my first name and our company, Crisco.
And okay, that's good. And you're out there trying to break the ban on videotaping births.
Yes, I am.
And you have this legal problem with this doctor, which I got to tell you, I understand the doctor's side a little bit. If you got a camera while he's trying to give a woman an exam like that, and you got a camera over his shoulder bugging him, naturally, I think he's going to push you out of the way.
Well, he broke a very expensive lens, Mr. Henry. And what we're doing is for the women. We're not doing this for the doctor. We're doing it for the women. And we're doing it in such a way so they can have a video library of their entire gynecological exams. We relax the women. If they want, they can wear a camisole or stockings. We do a very, very interesting way of doing this. When the women are getting their gynecological exams, they don't like wearing those hospital gowns.
Wait a minute, you said camisoles?
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Henry. That's right.
And you got them wearing camisoles and stockings while they're laying there spread.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you why. Because it.
I mean, it sounds.
No, I'll tell you why. Because it relaxes them. They can wear a crossless underwear because the hospital gown upsets a lot of women. You know, the master we have to keep to review to make sure we can pick up anything that a woman might miss, but they do get a copy.
And where do you keep this master?
We keep it at the center.
And where's the center?
Right now, the center is located in my apartment.
Okay.
But all you have to do is tell your doctor that you want me to film your, like, girl exam, and we'll film your girl, you know, film their private, the doctor looking at your private area.
Why would any woman want to do this, Chris? I mean, why would any woman want a camera in the room while she's having a gynecological exam or have a stranger in there?
Because, Mr. Henry, I can relax women. I'm very handsome. I have a nice manner about me. Women are relaxed around me. They always relax around me. And I have a great, I mean, excuse me for saying, but I do have a great bedside manner. And
have you videotaped other women?
We did start with that one woman, but the speculum broke my lens. But
okay, have you videotaped others?
We have some interest, yes, sir. And
okay, so women would want to do this. They'd want you to come in and videotape their gynecological exams so they have a video record of their pregnancy, and because you're a very comforting presence.
Well, I'm a very comforting presence. Women are very comforted by me.
All right, Chris, will you hang on?
I'd be happy to. And Lance Germain's here.
I understand about Lance. I don't know that I think we'll talk with you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This is Chris Norton from Scientific Test Centers. They go in with video equipment and videotape a woman's gynecological exams, all of the exams that she goes through during her pregnancy, sonogram, everything else, right up to the birth of the child. They videotape this so you have a video record. He's done one. Apparently the lens was so close to the woman that the speculum broke the lens when he released it. I don't know. I asked him, why would any woman want this? He says, because he's good-looking and he knows how to relax women. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Chris Norton from Scientific Test Centers is with us, where they're trying to fight the ban some hospitals have instituted against videotaping births. And they've done that because they want to avoid lawsuits.
Now, that's right, Phil. And we are standing with mothers and we're standing with the husbands. We believe it's a woman's right to videotape the birth of her child. And we will do it in such a way as to protect the woman from malpractice. We do it in such a way as to protect the woman from the negligence of the doctor. And
yeah, but you're proposing to videotape the woman, not only the birth, but all of her gyno exams.
Well, we allow women to pick a costume to wear to their, the exam they do on their vagina.
Okay, it's called a gynecological exam. I want you to stick to that, okay?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But we do. We have some fun things, too. We have a Xena warrior princess costume. We have a little doll girl dress. We have a mermaid outfit, stuff like that.
But all the mermaid outfits and everything aside, okay, you have them in that?
Well, it relaxes women, and it makes them feel less scared of stuff. And also, again, this is a record of their pregnancy from conception almost all the way to the birth of their child in case they want to sue someone.
All right, in case they want to sue the doctor.
Well, in case there's malpractice.
All right, here is Huntington Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Frankly, I think it's disgusting to have somebody do that exam. And to me, I think it's almost like a pornographic type of thing that for him to...
I don't know what's pornographic about protecting a woman's rights against doctors.
Well, you're saying, well, we'll dress him up in a little mermaid outfit
I'm just saying.
That's disgusting.
No.
You know, I couldn't imagine having you in there. And if I was a doctor, I would refuse the service to the woman and say, you know what, I can't have this gentleman in here. I can't do my procedure.
Well, Chris, you already had a doctor who did not want you there.
This is a doctor who is very adamant he didn't want us in there, but the woman did want us in there.
Okay, but see, what I'm saying is that if for a doctor, I would tell the woman, you know what, I can't do your exam. Because
that basically means the doctor is saying, okay, you do not have rights. I don't want you to record what's going on. In case you want to exercise those rights, you will not have any evidence. And I think that's wrong. And I think that Crisco Incorporated feels is wrong, too. I think that women should be allowed. And the reason why we dress them up mermaid or whatever you want is so you're relaxed.
Oh, no. I could not be relaxed. I feel like it's almost like since your company's in your apartment that you'd be taking it home with you and watching it later on.
Chris,
if that's the way you get your kick.
Well, Mr. Renner, I don't see what's funny about the rights of women being stripped away.
Well, the other thing, too, is when your microscope thing broke inside, did it break inside the woman? Was she at risk?
No, ma'am. She was not at risk. What happened was the speculum broke outside of her body.
You had the camera so close to this woman that then when the speculum broke, it broke the lens of your camera, man. I mean, that is really close.
Yeah, it is.
We got some good shots.
Oh, God, I think it's disgusting.
And, ma'am, the only time that we watch the tapes is when we're editing them.
How do I know that? Because, I mean, your apartment.
Why would I lie to you? Why would I lie to you?
Well, would I end up on the internet later on of, you know, showing this bill?
No, that would be disgusting. That would be wrong.
Yeah, but I think that it's disgusting that you have these women, you know, got a makeup artist and, you know, wear this little mermaid outfit, have your legs spread open.
Ma'am, you get the Crisco guarantee? You get the guarantee?
I just can't imagine that because that's a very personal thing.
Yes, and let me point out as well, Chris, you know, you may be a great guy, and you may mean well to relax, as you say, the women. But a woman laying on a gurney, getting an exam like that, wearing a mermaid outfit. I mean, you know, all the time it would take her to get into that outfit, she'd be done with a freaking exam.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this, and I know there's an old saying.
You know what? Until you get up on a gurney and have your legs spread apart and have some microphone go up somewhere.
Oh, ma'am, I'm going to put a microphone up there. It's a camera.
Okay, but still, or a camera, whatever it is, I just can't even imagine something like that.
Even if we gave you a choice of wearing a gurney.
And you've only had one woman do it? Doesn't that tell you something?
No, ma'am, but I'm on Mr. Henry's show right now to let women know that this is being offered. And again, we're protecting your rights. And if you get into a cocktail, like a French maid outfit or something, I don't know what's... Well, see, I think her laughing at that means she doesn't know what's happening to women in this country.
I don't think you know what's happening
to women in this country.
No, I think you're just, you know, that's just like destroying women, you know, of like, I just can't even imagine.
Well, I mean...
Okay, so she's going to get into a French maid outfit.
Yeah.
okay, you know...
You know, it's a costume party when you go to the gynecologist.
I don't know. I could send you a picture of me because I am very good looking, and you would be very relaxed.
Well, okay, so that gives you the right to come in there and
No, it doesn't give me the right.
A little costume.
No, it doesn't give me the right.
That.
It doesn't give me the right. But I think once you saw me and you saw how good looking I was, you'd be more relaxed.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And you wouldn't be. How about we have a flapper girl outfit from the 20s?
Okay, that's great, man. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. These outfits sounds like that's mistake number one. I don't know.
Well, we don't think Crisco doesn't think it's making a mistake, Mr. Henry. I think that we're making some strides and are trying to relax the women.
All right. Do you have a speech impediment, by the way? I'm sorry.
I have an unusual way of saying certain things. Why?
Nothing. You say relax. You mean relaxed?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word.
Okay, I'm sorry. Harrisburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, yes.
Yes.
Hi, I'm a pregnant woman, and I'm recently have been up to 6 months in pregnancy, and I've only had one internal done, and he's totally inaccurate because most of my visits have been external visits where they just check the baby's fetal movement using a monitor. And they do not do any internals at all?
Well, that one, it depends on your pregnancy, okay?
No,
that's yours.
I work in a hospital, and I know what they do.
Well, a lot of women need to go in for more than one. It depends
on
how
complicated
it is.
I go to visit my doctor every 2 weeks.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? This is Phil Henry.
Sure.
How close does a camera have to be to you for the speculum to break a camera lens?
It has to be inside your vagina because
God.
The speculum goes all the way in, and there's only about... I'd say there's about
God.
Half of your thumb that comes.
I think that's very wrong what this woman's trying to do. I think it's very wrong what she's saying.
No, the speculum's inside you. There's a little metal clamp.
You have
that's
a
out
camera
there.
Shoved up in there?
First of all, the woman did not find it unpleasurable. We call the lens the fisheye lens.
What is the fisheye lens? A fisheye
that's
lens
inside you. He's talking about that would have to be inside you.
Well, I am, you know. I don't know what you want to say.
I think, first of all, get rid of the mermaid outfit and get rid of the sticking the lens all the way up in there, okay?
Sir, we're trying to protect the rights of women. I think what you're doing is an injustice to a lot of women. Plus, I am good-looking, ma'am. Ma'am?
Yes?
I am good-looking.
Yeah, you're about as good-looking as my toad that's laying outside the dead car here.
Huh?
You're about as good-looking as the dead toad that's outside my car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If my husband was...
I hung up on her.
Thank you.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. I want you to start thinking about these costumes. Yeah, this is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. From Scientific Test Centers in Crisco is Chris Norton, and he and Lance Germain claim to be fighting a ban on videotaping births in hospitals that has been instituted by a lot of hospitals across this country. Many hospitals are not allowing husbands to videotape the births of their children because they sometimes result in lawsuits. You are fighting this ban, Mr. Norton, by videotaping not only the birth, you're offering to videotape all of the gynecological exams as well. And you're also offering to relax the women during these gynecological exams by dressing them up in mermaid outfits. You say because you're good looking that this is going to make it all okay. And you've heard a lot of women tell you that it doesn't.
Well, Mr. Henry, first of all, I want to mention that we have three packages. Okay, we have the premier package, which is $199.99. That's the birth.
You'll videotape just the birth?
That's right. The gold package, for $359.99, we videotape the exams and the birth. But we do have our platinum package where we will, if you want, okay, and you don't have to if you don't want to, but we will videotape a conception.
Oh, come on, man.
No, well, I mean,
you're videotaping the couple getting it on.
Yes, sir. The conception, all the exams, and the birth. And the price of that's kind of interesting. It's $699.69. And that's just kind of our way of...
Your way of what?
Well...
So you say it's not sexual, but you just made it...
I know, but I mean, it's just a little thing.
So you have the premier package, the gold package, or the platinum package, where you'll videotape the conception.
That's correct.
Why would a woman want you videotaping the conception of that child if she's protecting herself against a lawsuit?
That's a good question, but you don't know what her husband, you know... I mean, suppose they weren't supposed to have no baby, and he slipped it in without putting a rubber on it. She's going to want to know that. Okay.
Well, she's pregnant. I guess she figured it out.
Yeah, but it could be a boyfriend that she has. I don't know.
Do you hear what you're saying, sir?
Mr. Henry, I have...
No, do you just hear what you're saying? A boyfriend, I mean...
Mr. Henry, I have been... I'm very good looking, and I do help women. So...
Okay, let me just let the women speak here. Caro, New York, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
sir,
ma'am. Hi.
You are disgusting.
What did I do? What did I do
wrong?
Who
would want to look at you? And if
I happen to be very handsome.
Yes, you're so handsome. Why don't you go find your own crotch to look at?
You know something? What we do is how old are you?
15.
But she's just a kid. Get her out of here.
No, I don't
you
think
are,
so.
You are a little young. Here is Corona on the Phil Hendry Show.
See, I got standards.
Yeah, you have standards. That's good.
Well, I'm not going to talk to a 15-year-old child, Mr. Henry. You put her on the air.
Well, I didn't know that she was...
I didn't do that. You did that.
I understand, and I took her right off the air. Go ahead, Corona.
Yes, I'm not 15 years old, and I think what you do is disgusting. And first of all, that breathing, every time a lady gets on the phone,
well, ma'am, I have
breathing.
I'm sorry, I happen to have a sinus problem. Am I not allowed to have allergies, too? Is that also something I'm not allowed to have?
Well, apparently your allergies only seem to come about when some lady is talking.
No,
also,
ma'am.
Also, I think what you
do
is pornographic.
No.
Are these ladies getting the original copy of the film?
I'm sorry?
Or do you keep it?
What was your question?
Are these ladies getting an original copy of the film, or do you keep this?
Chris?
First of all, I have a right to keep it because I'm putting out the money for it.
So that way you can go ahead and sell it. That leaves it completely open for you to sell
and exploit these women, ma'am,
that you supposedly make feel comfortable in costumes.
First of all, the master tape has to be kept for insurance purposes. That's number one. Number two,
I'm in the medical field. I don't think so.
Oh, wait a minute. Who wants to buy some woman getting a gynecological exam? Who's going to buy that?
Sir,
you gotta be kidding me. That's really sick.
People out there.
Well,
I cannot believe you filmed the conception.
If they want that, is all I'm saying. Why wouldn't you want that?
I can't believe these people want that. But oh well, who knows what you're dealing with? And another thing is this thing about you being so good looking. You know what, guys?
That's our platinum package.
If I went and did scrap,
you can't say that.
Man,
yeah, please watch your language, ma'am.
I'm sorry. And
I keep the masters so I can make an annual.
And continue to say I was good looking. Excuse me, sir. My looks have nothing to do with making somebody feel comfortable.
Well, I'm not doing the grabbing, ma'am.
On yourself.
I'm not doing the grabbing. The doctor is. I am videotaping for insurance purposes and the protection of the women's.
What is it with you being behind a camera and your looks that have to do with it?
Because of the fact that, yes, I am very good looking. I relax the women so that they're not uptight. And I do suggest they get into lingerie.
How is it that your looks relax a lady or a woman?
Well, you know what?
How is it that your looks can relax them?
Well, you know what? I guess that's just something you'd have to see to believe, but I am very good looking. And once you saw me, I have had women say this to me, and I'm not trying to be crude. Okay, but they have said when they see my face, it melts their panties right off. Okay? So
that's not relaxing.
Them?
That's not relaxing a woman, okay?
These are pregnant women in for exams. How is it?
No, hold on for a minute. Mr. Henry,
I've seen pictures of you. Is that your way of having your way with them?
No, and you know something, lady? Guess what? If you are going to have a baby, I don't want to videotape it.
You know, right. Sir, I wouldn't want you to videotape
well,
it.
Well, but you're out of luck now anyway because I won't do it.
Thank you.
No, thank you for calling so I'd know not to videotape you, skank.
Okay.
Oh, you know
you
what?
You know something,
I'm sure
man.
You're all dog ugly as can be.
I'm very good looking. And a lot
you
of
know
women
what?
Think
I
I'm
believe
really
you have
looking.
A very big complex problem.
No, I have no complex. I'm trying to protect the women.
And, of course, you are only on the radio.
What?
And now it seems like your breathing has come back.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I come on here to protect the rights of women. I'm being laughed at. I'm being made fun of. That's fine. I'm here to protect the rights of women.
You haven't told us yet how you're going to protect their rights. Videotaping the conception, getting into lingerie, sticking a lens so far up there that whatever that thing's called breaks and busts the lens. I don't know how that's protecting women.
Well, I'm also very good looking, and this chick will never find out.
How does your look protect women?
And it's called,
by the way, it's called
when anybody comes into a malpractice legally, your looks are not going to play the part in getting them their money or whatever.
Okay, ma'am, you've made some good points. What is that?
I have a sinus problem.
All right, thank you for your call. Here's Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Santa Rosa, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm going to... Up to you, and then I'll take your answer or whatever you comment off the air, okay? And can you ask that idiot that you got on to stop breathing?
So, in other words, I'm not allowed to breathe either, Mr. Henry.
But you're an idiot. You're breathing in my ear.
If you could back away from the phone.
Okay, so I'm not allowed
just
to breathe.
Go have your stick somewhere else, not in my ear, idiot.
Hey, Grandma, people have to breathe to stay alive.
Anyway, I'm calling you to say... That I watch your show all the time. Listen, I can't even talk. Now, knock it off.
I listen to your show all the time.
Surprised that you have some jerk that probably does nothing but pornography or can't function without the aid of any of this other stuff.
There's no hope that I'm going to videotape you.
Regarding women and how to look out for themselves and be careful about people like him. And being a nurse, he's full of it because I don't think he's allowed into a hospital to do what he says. He just wants to get us all riled up over here. Thank you very much. And I'd like to hear your comments on the radio. Bye.
Hello? Are you there? She hung up. Okay, here's my comment, Grandma. It would take a case of Astroglide to get the camera.
Okay, that's all we need.
Wait a minute.
That's all we need. We don't need any more of your insults. 1-800-449-8686. His company is called Scientific Tests, and their number is 213-251-3189. If you should be so foolish as to want to have this guy videotape, whatever it is. And I think that it's just a really sad...
Can I have that music?
What music?
The other one. Yeah, that one. Because you didn't play it last hour for the other guy.
That's the highway, but get the Highway Patrol music off. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We have a late-breaking report from Bob Bacon. Bob Bacon in the news helicopter. What's going on, Bob? Hello, Bob, are you there?
Right here, Phil. We have a lot of stuff going on here in the South Bay area as we circle over a neighborhood in the South Bay. We're also circling over a couple of neighborhoods in Long Beach as well as in Orange County, and some spontaneous street demonstrations have broken out. People are out in the street, and they are celebrating. The news just came down, and we had the news, of course, broken on this radio station just moments ago, that Rosie O'Donnell is retiring in the year 2001. And as you can well imagine, people have taken to the streets in a celebratory mode here. The long, dark night is over. The living hell that we have all been subjected to is through. And the relief is palpable on the faces of not only the adults, but the children as well, as they stream into the streets. The news that Rosie O'Donnell will definitely be retiring in about a year or two has caused just a massive outpouring of thanks. Just a big thank you, Rosie, for retiring. We are going to continue to monitor the situation, Phil. But as you can well imagine, and I'm just speaking personally for myself, oh, thank you, God. Rosie will be retiring about a year. And, excuse me, a little bit of lunch I had. And anyway,
will you wrap it up?
All right, so anyway, we are here, and we'll be going to Dave Jones on the street who had some comments from the people.
What do you think about it?
I think it's great. I said, holy Christ, it's great. Well, I've always liked Rosie, but, I mean, you know, 1 year of that show, come on. Mike Douglas is gone. We didn't need to revisit it.
There's just some of the comments that Dave Jones got from some of the people out on the street. So there is a lot of joy here tonight, a lot of people smiling. Just, I see people randomly embracing each other, putting flowers into the barrels of policemen's service revolvers, just hugging a stranger on the street. It's like the end of a Second World War. It's like Woodstock. Rosie O'Donnell is retiring. We're not going to milk this joke any further. Broadcasting live from the South Bay, this is Bob Bacon, Phil Hendry Show. Deuce!
Okay, Bob. So, Bob, there's the word, spontaneous street demonstrations breaking out. Rosie O'Donnell is retiring. So, great. So, that's the second time. The first one was when Barbara Streisand said she was leaving. And, of course, they almost had a freaking riot after that one. Strangers hugging strangers. Now, I want to thank a fine guy who sent us a big box of stuff, Paul Voxland in Irvine. And Paul works for Metrovox Snacks. I don't know if that's a real company name. I would, if I had a snack company, man, why would I name it Metrovox? If my name was Chris, I wouldn't start a company called Crisco. If I was selling audio equipment, guitars, speakers, amplifiers, maybe I'd call it Metrovox. Anyway, Paul, thank you for that big box of stuff. We got peanuts, you know, like beer nuts, and there was those mustard-flavored pretzels and huge vats of jelly beans and large bags of caramel corn and kind of an interesting little Coca-Cola and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and Nestle's Crunch Bar display. All of that there in the box that he sent to us. And all he wants is some advice. He writes, I would like a bit of help in exchange for this box of goodies that my company makes. I have a son that I think might be interested in doing voiceovers. I heard you speak of it on a previous show. He is like me and has no talent except for having fun, teasing people, and enjoying life. Oh, yeah, by the way, we got a jelly bean time capsule, too. He is like me, has no talent except for having fun, teasing people, enjoying life. Could you possibly give me some advice to pass on to him as to what he needs to do to get started? If not, thanks anyway, and I still remain a loyal fan, Paul Voxland. Well, anyway, first of all, don't get lung cancer. That's the first thing you want to do, young Jonathan. I think that's his son's name. Don't get any lung or throat cancer. So probably not smoking is the first thing you want to start. Then what I would do is make a tape of you doing a variety of different character voices, different straight reads, different dramatic reads and funny reads. Make a tape of about 2 to 3 minutes in length. doing a lot of different kinds of reads of commercials and a lot of different kinds of reads of news and a lot of different kinds of reads of maybe a little dramatic character parts, things like that. About 3 minutes long. Then you're going to want to find yourself a voiceover agent. And there are many of those working here in the Los Angeles area as well as across the country. And the voiceover agent is then the person that will send you out on auditions. And hopefully one of those auditions will bear fruit. You'll be hired to do whatever voiceover gig you want to do. I don't do voiceovers anymore because I don't dig I don't dig doing commercials. I used to do them. I used to do commercial reads back, you know, like 10 years ago. And part and parcel of, you know, like leaving disc jockey work and actually going and living in Atlanta, I made a conscious decision. I was no longer going to do commercials. And I remember when I moved to Atlanta, I had a voiceover agent here who called me and said, do you want to do any, there's some people, do you want to do a spot? No, I don't want to do any of that crap anymore because I wasn't having any fun doing it necessarily. At least, you know, like for a living. I like the sponsors that we have on our show. I'm happy to do commercial endorsements for them. But, you know, going out and doing commercial reads as a way of life, I would rather suck exhaust. I just didn't want to do that. But the other side of voiceover work that I do enjoy is doing cartoons. And I've done a few King of the Hills. I did a Futurama. And that's a lot of fun. And I hope I do more. But I will understand if I don't because there's so many talented people in this town. And that's really cool. And I've worked with some great people. You know, one of these days I'm going to walk into a voiceover session. There'll be a guy there with a voice box. Just, I, how are you? Okay. Anyway, so that's my advice, Paul. And just get a little Jonathan there cranking. Have we no time for our flashback? We do? We don't? Crap. We could do it anyway and just cut it in half. Nah, let's wait till Monday. We had a really neat flashback for you. You want to go ahead and do it and just cut it off? That's the music I picked? Let's hear the flashback.
Hello.
How you doing, Mom?
All right, don't be.
I'm doing fine, but I think you're the most unethical person I've ever heard.
I'm a doctor. I've been called before the American Medical Association.
You should be called before the AMA.
I've been commended by them for my theories on aging, diet and milk, roughage in diet. And as long as we're on the subject, are you getting some good roughage?
I'm perfectly healthy at 77, thank
good.
You.
Good, beautiful. Are you getting that grape nuts, or what do you do?
That's none of your business. We're talking about infants.
We are talking about infants, but I am curious because I am doing a survey. When's the last healthy bowel movement you've had?
Okay. That's totally...
Oh, boy.
No,
you should have more of them than I because you're more full of it than
I
am.
No, ma'am. I am trying to get a survey done.
Listen, I'm going to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
How can you talk about an infant like you did when you said their big, fat mouths? And those were your words.
Ma'am,
I don't think you wanted that child in the first place.
I wanted that child desperately. We wanted Abraham more than anything. But when I knew that he was going to snore, I said, roll him over on his stomach.
Let him die. He bothers me. He snores. I never heard a baby keep anybody up snoring in my life.
Ma'am, I will tell you, I've been around some babies that make it, it sounds like Pearl Harbor.